As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Catherine Muchika, Kitty Hanan, Paige Steele, Alexander C. Barr, Jean Ferguson, Sarah Beacon, Kate Carter, Josh H., and Neil Harvey. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Welcome to episode 126 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today I have...
Bryn Monroe.
And...
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Hamid Sulla, Harun Altahan.
And...
Azu.
A couple of notable absences.
I can't take it.
Don't open your eyes. At least one of them deserved it, I'm just saying.
What? You monster!
I don't respect your craft.
No one does. So yeah, I guess what, we just press on without then? Guess that's a thing that we do? So, everyone apart from a couple of notable absences, poof, drop down. And so it's like, oh my god! Wow!
Hamid was screaming no last time I checked.
Yes, he was.
Oh! Where are they? Where did they go? Grizzle! Sasha!
Hamid, I think they're gone.
Give me a perception check.
28.
And Azu?
Oh. 21.
So, things to be aware of. The room that you're in, it's been heavily fortified since you were last here. There is a barricade across the main entrance. There appears to be barricades across the side entrances and so on. There's a massive pile of supplies in one corner. Additionally, there is what appears to be a number of cots enough for each person laid out. Einstein is currently wearing what I can only describe as full tactical gear. He's got dark clothing with coloured shaved. He's got dust goggles on his head. He's got multiple ammo belt style things around him and a big sort of travelling-y cloak. If it weren't for the fact that it was Einstein looking back at you, a bit gormless going, wow! He'd kind of look like he's got this place down. But yeah, he's there and he's like, I can't believe it!
Ishak, are you okay? Is everyone okay?
Does anyone have all their limbs?
Wow! Okay, Alex playing multiple NPCs?
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Losing party members, that's basically okay, but playing multiple NPCs is very difficult.
Basically okay.
So I am going to have to sort of skim across this. I can't. There's like six.
That's okay.
But yeah, everyone's sort of checking themselves around. Emeka's immediately like grabbing Azu aside and it's like, oh, are you okay? What's been happening? Are you okay? Vasig's just sort of looking around.
Oh, no!
Keeps looking around. Everyone's kind of, mostly everyone's like happy, like, yeah, come on, pumped. Vasig's just kind of looking around a little bit, lost.
Okay,
As is beaming, they both kind of make eye contact at some point and you can, both their faces just drop.
Okay.
There's a loud resounding clang, and then you realise Vasig dropped the sword in the middle of the floor for some reason.
Alex! I can't do it!
Okay, alright.
I'm gonna run over and hug Vasig.
We'll find them! Professor, how long are we gone?
Okay, so everyone's probably gonna wanna have a sit down or.
Just tell us!
Einstein, please.
Been about a year and a half.
What?
Quite a lot happened. Things have really moved on quite a lot since you were here. I'm going to be honest. I was starting to worry that I couldn't actually come here anymore.
A year and a half? No, we can't think about this yet. The three people got left behind. How do we find them, Professor? Find them!
Take a breath, Hamid. Okay. It's just long breaths.
I'm really sorry. I don't really have anything for this. I mean, I've done what I can, but
Is the gate is still here? Is it still broken?
What a good question to ask in character. Yes, it's still there. Still hung there, perfectly motionless. However, obviously, at a quick glance, you can see there's no one in there. Interestingly, though, there might be a pile of rubble on the other side. Hard to tell. Like, it's wibbly wobbly.
It was the planar shift spell. Who knows about planar shift?
It's going to be hard to find any of the old guards these days, you know? Everyone's underground.
What do you mean everyone's underground? You just mean the old magical experts, right?
Einstein, what's happened?
I think everyone needs to just take a sit. I have some stew, okay? I've gotten very good at making it over the last year. And we just... Everybody needs to breathe, okay?
Okay.
And then for fun, to shake things up, I'm going to do a weird jump here. I'm going to jump to exactly the same spot, actually, now I think about it. Exactly the same spot in every way. By saying every way, it is full of people. It is full of people who are dressed really strangely, actually. Yeah, it's weird, because they all seem to be wearing, like period costume or something. It's very strange. At which point, both Sasha and Grizzop drop to the floor in the middle of the room that
you're
they just
worst.
Left, apparently.
The worst.
The actual devil.
They were here all along.
Beelzebub himself.
Oh, it's not that you're immortal. You just died in a way that I predicted. So thankfully, it's all fun and interesting.
We've done a cool time hop.
So, yeah. Sasha and Grizzop, could you both please give me perception checks?
20.
16.
Cool. You're both going to be taking some damage before I describe what's happening as well.
Cool.
Sash, you take 19.
I never got to thank Grizzop.
Nope.
Alex, you know how we spent like 8 episodes with a split party?
I thought I'd make it worse.
And you were celebrating about reuniting us. We were back together for 2 episodes.
And you all believed me.
And we're still in a completely worse way.
Grizzop takes 23 damage.
That's fine, I've got loads of hit points.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why I've got to punish you in different ways. So, you both land face down, feeling atrocious. First things that you notice, this room is full of people. There is the sorceress of conversation happening. What languages do you guys have?
Not Latin.
I don't know where you're going with that.
English, Dutch and Goblin.
French, which is quite Latinate.
They're speaking a weird language you don't know. By the lighting quality, you can tell immediately. It's night, and there's a lot of lit braziers around the place. So, like, lots of firelights and so on. And the other thing that you can see, even underneath you, you know that sort of broken mosaic on the floor? No.
Pretty nice. What does it show? Is it sexy?
You can't tell because A...
it's Rome!
You know there's Romans!
They've been in a sexy tavern basement.
It's a big, sexy Hades.
Yeah.
So, you are currently face down, so you're too close to the mosaic, but also, even if you wanted to look, the room's full of people. You have no kind of objective look on it. So, let's do some knowledges, shall we?
Ooh.
What knowledges do you have, Grizzop, first?
I have Dungeoneering, Geography, Nature, and Religion.
Could you please give me a Knowledge Geography and a Knowledge Religion, please?
Okay, so I've got 11 on Geography and 16 on Religion.
You recognise that the language they're speaking is Latin. You do not speak that language.
Yeah.
Like, you know it enough to be like, I know what that is.
I know when somebody's speaking Mandarin, I cannot speak it.
Yeah, exactly. Sasha, what knowledges do you have?
I only have Local.
Okay, Knowledge Local...
You said you'd have a good idea of the layout of Rome a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah, I would know the layout because I had sort of looked over.
Give
it,
me knowledge local.
Yet more evidence we're playing Assassin's Creed. That was when she synced with that eagle point.
Yeah, I remember that.
The dice know that Sasha's in a bad way because she rolled a 6 on that.
That's
so it's
fine.
Only a 90.
So in terms of the geography check, you haven't rolled high enough for me to give you any additional information.
That's fine.
You recognise that people are speaking Latin. No one even appears to have recognised that you're here at this point. And when I say the place is full, I mean, look up, there's a pair of feet. It's sort of chocker with people. No one's noticing you because you are currently underneath a crowd.
Yeah. Oh, can we see each other?
Yes.
Okay.
You have basically been immediately opposite one another in a full crowd of people and you are below their knees currently.
Are we in action time? I draw an arrow out of my quiver and mouth.
Sasha gets up.
Cool.
I'm going to stay sitting, but draw my bow. Not my arrow. Whatever the thing is that I do.
So, at first, no one really seems to have noticed anything whatsoever.
Right.
And I'm going to pause here and say, Alex does not know enough Latin to start yelling out Latin words.
Maximus!
Alex knows things
Ave!
He was... Yeah, Alex knows things he was forced to memorise, but not actual Latin.
Canus, canus!
Decorum!
Caecilius est in...
Correct!
Atria!
So, a cry of alarm goes from the corner. Bryn, please.
No, you know as much Latin as I do.
So, a cry goes up from the corner. You don't know what it is, but people are clearly gesturing to Sasha, where Sasha is, currently. Apparently no one's noticed Grizzop yet, but there's a lot of... Additional information now you stood up.
Yep.
Most of the people here are very fat and in various states of undress.
Okay.
Currently, they're all just like... None of them are particularly, how do I put it, likely to combat you.
Grizzop, I think we're in an orgy.
A Roman orgy. I think we've gone back in time.
Another significantly more afraid cry goes up as someone notices Grizzop.
Oh, they're going to think I'm a monster.
People are immediately backing away from Grizzop, scrambling over one another.
We can't fight all these weird, helpless people.
So,
I'm going to start waving my arrow at people, see if they're backing off.
I am going to ask a question here, which is,
yes.
Do you intend to make this kind of chasey, etc., and I'll go into a initiative, or are you wanting to, like, what's your current intent here, just so I can gauge how to play this?
My current intent is I want to talk to Sasha and work out what the answer to that question is.
Okay, cool, that's fine. In which case, then, I'm going to stay out of initiative for now. But yeah, everyone's like, oh! They're all scrabbling over one another. Mostly people are tripping over their own clothing and falling over. Like, wine is being splashed everywhere. A cry is going up.
We need to get out of here, Grizzly.
Yeah, before the guards come. But do we start murdering or do we run?
Run.
Right, let's go.
Run.
Okay. So, you already actually know the layout of this building. It was messed up, and half of it was missing, so maybe don't go in that half. But let me know what you're wanting to do, and I can make this work.
Running out the back of
out into the city, yeah. Hiding in the gardens. What kind of thing are you thinking?
We wouldn't know the gardens.
You went through the gardens.
Yeah, but they were trashed, so we wouldn't know what the gardens were.
But that's kind of what I'm getting at.
So we're running out the front door.
Into the city, because the back was smashed, right? So I don't know what it's
Both of you give me a reflex save.
Natural 20.
14.
Natural 20 and a 14.
So whatever happened to you, I can catch you.
Also, if anyone grabs me, I'm shooting them in the throat.
So, things that happen. Ready, you both leg it out the front door. There are a couple of guards there. I might even use the correct word. Praetorian guard at the entrance. Ooh, I'll drink my tea. One of them tries to reach out and grab Sasha and just fails. One of them successfully manages to sort of get in Grizzop's way.
Yep.
I'm not doing the grapple check at this stage because I would rather die.
Oh, well, cool, because I'm going to kill this guard.
So great. Can you take the shot for me, please?
Yes, so what I do is when he grapples me, I shove the bow next to his chest and shoot him up through the chin.
No!
I've got the low, height difference to make use of.
To be
that's
clear,
a lot.
That, yeah, that
it's
you're
a 26.
Getting. Yeah, it's a hit. Roll me the damage.
I mean, that's not a lot. Five.
Okay, enough to throw his head back. He's out of your way.
Yep, running.
So you are now running down that long, straight avenue that we were heading up, if you remember, way back when.
Yep.
There are these braziers set at intervals. It is a gardened avenue. Long, long straight. There are still a few sort of, let's be honest, for Romans, quite foppish looking, if I can mix my periods a little bit there, people wandering around. There's a lot of nudity, and there's a lot of, like, food canapé table type things laid out around the place, and you two are charging right down the middle of this avenue. No one has any time to react. By the time that they're seeing you, they're like, what was that? The guards are already in disarray. When was the last time they had to deal with people running out from the place? What? So you are easily just charging straight down this avenue.
So this is a city full of hedonism bots.
Certainly seems to be at this stage.
Yeah.
What, the palaces?
Yes.
So as soon as we're out of the gardens, we're going to duck into an alleyway.
Okay.
I will follow Sasha.
Can you both give me one more reflex save?
Yes. 16.
22.
Perfect. And can you both give me a stealth?
Yes. Ooh, that was rubbish.
Only 29.
I rolled a 3, so a 12.
I rolled a 9.
So, good news is...
Yeah, my cloak.
You burst through the main gates that are open. Mostly, the issue that you've been having is other people coming up the avenue rather than people getting in your way. The guards are completely unable to run any kind of effective defence here. Like, you picked the worst possible time for them. You managed to make it out, however... You aren't initially able to duck down a side alley or anything. People are like, there they are. And it's Grizzop. It becomes readily apparent. Grizzop's the issue. It is humans and nothing but humans as far as the eye can see. And they are all pointing at Grizzop going, and pointing at Grizzop. It's really hard for him to duck down anywhere.
Can I take a disguise check?
So.
Yeah, can I? I was going to put my cloak on you and then, like,
pretend
you're a child.
Because these are all civilians... We are going to jump ahead. I'm not doing a full chase sequence that lasts 4 episodes for an entire city. It'll drive me completely barmy. Yes. Eventually, you manage to find yourselves in a back alley. To be clear, though, it was hard won. Grizzop is an absolute liability where you are at the moment because he's just sticking out. Never mind the clothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just too obvious.
Yeah.
If you want to make a disguise check?
Yes. So, you give me the cloak?
Yeah.
Right.
That only adds stealth.
But in terms of story fluffy kind of thing, it'll help cover the...
Might give me a circumstance bonus.
Exactly.
I don't even have it written down.
Do you have any items with which to disguise yourself, or are you making a general disguise?
I've got the cloak.
And I have a disguise kit.
What I meant is, do you have
kit.
A disguise kit?
I have a disguise kit.
Oh, no. But if you do, then...
So, yeah.
Actually, it's better that you disguise me.
Yep.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is, if I remember correctly, it's pretty difficult to mechanically to disguise yourself as a member of a different...
Yeah.
It's a very high DC.
Yeah, it's more just
hiding
like
the fact you're a goblin.
Tie my ears back.
Yeah,
I don't want to... No one's going to look at me and go, that's a human. They're going to look at me and go, that's someone with their face covered.
Yeah.
But they're not a goblin, as far as I know. You know.
So,
weird baby.
Yeah.
Give me the disguise check. In fact, in Pathfinder, is disguise its own thing still?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. And I've got 9 in it. Which is good, because I only rolled a 9. So, 18.
18?
You're an 18 baby.
You do a really good job. Not like life-changingly spectacular, oh my goodness, who are you? But yeah, what you do is you're like, look, there's no version of this where I can make you look like a full-size human. Let's work with what we've got. With the combination of the cloak doing a lot of the work, you manage to make Grizzop look like a passable older child.
Yeah, like from the back of the side, it looks like a child.
From the front, it's a little bit mucky, like you have had to like change coloration a lot and stuff.
I have massive solid red eyes.
Yeah.
And here's the part.
Glasses.
That's what I'm getting at. You are now able to pass, Sasha reckons, as long as you head down.
Yeah.
And you aren't looking at people, talking to people, or generally drawing attention to yourself. Yep. But you can now walk around the streets, and people aren't immediately going to be screaming and charging.
Yep.
Okay? I'm going to jump, hypothetically, a couple of thousand years, quickly, back to Central Rome.
Okay.
Einstein has insisted that everyone eats. And for what it's worth, you are all ravenous.
Haven't eaten for a year and a half.
Well, more than that, Einstein starts explaining that Eldarion did sort of has let him know before that that kind of thing really leaves you kind of hungry afterwards. Mm. And he proceeds to give you a rundown. Okay, so things have gotten real difficult, so I'm going to go through this very slowly, okay? This is baby steps, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, you know how a while ago there was problems with, you know, riots in London and Paris and then there were some, you know, elsewhere.
Yeah.
And then you left. And then the riots stopped in London, which is quite cool, you know. Mm-hmm. But carried on everywhere else, you know, but then the riots stopped in France. That's quite cool, right? Then the riots spread everywhere else. Basically, as far as it can be described, we're sort of under a foreign occupation.
By what?
By who?
That's a really good question, with a very complicated answer. It's sort of occupied by us. Sort of, but not.
Us?
So, the people in London, they're still in London. Only they're not the same. They're kind of... what's the word that Sasha uses? Robot-y! Sort of.
What?
No. I know, it's... so at the moment, most of Europe is now pretty different. And then, I mean, good news for you! Africa seems to be holding out okay.
Well, naturally.
Yeah, well, you know, Australasia fell a while ago, so, you know, no prisons. East Asia's okay. They seem to be doing okay. Basically, people have been getting taken over by something, and they're really keen to take everyone else over as well.
Some sort of similar mind control magic.
See, that's what we thought at first, you know. So, me and the other Harlequins. I'm totally high up in the Harlequins now, by the way. They really appreciate teleporting. Super useful skill right now, am I right? Mm-hmm. But seriously, though, it's terrible. So basically, we started forming something to sort of find out what was happening, slow things down. We may have captured some people to try and find out what it is.
Okay.
Something sort of grows in them, and then they start... they sort of change sides. I don't know how else to describe this. It's very complicated, and I'm not really the person to ask. Basically...
what have the meritocrats done?
It's a really good question. At the moment, they're sort of holding a council since Guivre disappeared.
Who?
Guivre is the meritocrat who's, you know, in charge of France, a lot of the finance stuff, stuff like that. They're gone now. I'm just kind of giving you a rundown. He says quite a lot of things going on. So that's a thing that's happening. Questions? I'm going to take a break. You can come up with some questions and come back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And yeah, I mean, on the bright side, all of the issues with the weather don't seem to be linked. You know, it's affecting them as much as it's affecting us, so that's okay.
Who's them?
The others. Well, you know.
How widespread is this problem? Like, are there, like...
Okay, let's run through the list.
A dozen of you and a million of them, or...?
Basically, everyone west of about India... up to sort of the Atlantic. That kind of...
But north of the Mediterranean.
Said...
because Ishak. I'll play Ishak.
Or Gusset, or anyone. Could have been any of them. Totally.
But so basically, it seems to have started in Europe, basically. We've got no news on the Americas. They seem to be okay, you know? Nothing seems to be happening there. That's good.
Where did it start? Where did
we think London.
London.
You think London? You know those riots started happening ages ago.
Part of it. Any idea how it spread? You said something grows inside people. It some sort of parasite.
So, let's put it this way.
Can you take it out of people again if you capture them?
We haven't managed yet, and I wasn't part of it. But I get the impression that doing so is very fatal at the moment. So I think some people are still working on that a little bit.
When you say something's in them.
You know how to draw it?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Okay, one sec. Yes. Runs over to his supplies and he's like, putting them out. By the way, as he starts like throwing boxes willy-nilly, he's got everything. He has supplied everything here. Unnecessarily so. You're pretty certain that there's a raft at one point.
Wow.
But yeah, he's digging through, and he's like, right, okay, cool.
I'm so proud of him.
He starts awesome. He starts charcoaling and, okay, cool. So... I'm not very good, but you know, here you go. For what it's worth, he's not very good.
No.
But what it appears to be is people covered in sort of veins, is the best description of it. So they're very, very blue, very shiny.
But it's obvious visually when you see someone.
In the late stages, yes. Early on, not so much. Okay. And that's the problem, you know, is it's very easy for them to send people over our side. They just send them back when they start showing signs, you know? And they have a real knack for taking our people and making them their people, you know?
And we don't know how that's done.
No, we've been having a rough time of it.
So there's a group of you, the Harlequins, working, but you don't know what the meritocrats are doing about this.
Well, the Cult of Mars, they're doing a lot, 'cause they're doing a lot of the containment at the moment, you know? So they're all the ones on the sort of front. So they're the ones sort of trying to keep things at bay, but it is literally it's a pitch battle, and it's really hard fighting your friend who you just... were fighting with like 2 days ago, and now they're fighting you. Like, that's...
So this infects people within religions as well?
Yeah.
No divine protection or
anything. Oh, you're hoping for the paladin thing? Not so much, no. Not so much.
And you haven't found any way to counteract it?
Not yet.
Professor, what's the situation in Cairo?
So...
I grab Ishak's hand and squeeze it really tight.
No need to panic for your family. I keep up to date on these things, you know.
Thank you.
You can trust Einstein. Einstein's got it, yeah. Basically, Cairo's sort of becoming, evacuation central.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a lot of the, the infrastructure for the finance stuff went down, but, you know, it's been holding up quite well. So you get a lot of refugees coming to Cairo. Damascus also is getting a lot of the overflow now since you fixed the water problem. Good job on that, by the way, guys. You know, take your wins where you can get them. But yeah, so Cairo is not so great. Your family, by the way, been checking up on them. They're fine. They're well out of it.
Mountains can do that, yeah.
They had a few volunteers to go help out, but for the most part, the threat isn't really knocking at your door, you know? Beaming, sort of putting his hand up. So, if I wanted to, you know, find people who were, you know, potentially, like, related to me and people I care about who are in London, and I wanted to look for them, where would they necessarily be? Because the thing is, if I look for them and I can't find them, you know, I'm going to have to look elsewhere. But am I going to look in Cairo? Do I look somewhere else? Because if, I mean, I've got a list of people I'd like, and he just keeps going on, and eventually, yeah, Einstein's just like, okay, so I'm really sorry, I don't have the info on them. I can find it out, but... yeah, like the Harlequins, we do what we can. As a Cult of Mars, we kind of have an understanding now, you know. They let us do our thing, they do their thing. As the Meritocrats, we get the impression that something might have put a bit of a scare in them, you know. Makes sense, because ultimately,
only
you know,
four of them left.
That's the thing, you know, big problem, only four. But that's sort of the lay of the land. I mean, feel free to.
Did anything end up happening with the simulacra? Did any news of weird mechanical bodies fighting a war? Seems like maybe that just...
I feel like that's what
happen.
I've just been describing, sort of, you know?
Well, it's not mechanical bodies.
No, no, not really. I tried to look into Wild, he just disappeared. He went totally off-grid. Yeah, I have no idea what's happened with him.
We should...
How do we help?
Yeah... Well, the first thing we should do is get these people somewhere safe.
Yeah, step
where's
one.
Safe?
So, I mean, Cairo has a bunch of stuff going on. You know, like, they aren't overwhelmed, they aren't overrun and so on. I think it might make sense to go there first and then sort of make our calls. I've gotten really good at teleporting out of here, by the way.
That's good news, Professor. Well done.
I've been here twice a week, every week. 1 week to practice, the other one to be ready. Glad you're back, by the way.
Thank you so much, Professor. I cannot tell you how much... I appreciate it, and how much you've done. Just...
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
Also, check this out. So he closes his eyes, starts screwing it. He starts going, like, puce, like... really, really, really shaking. Then points his finger and goes... Nyah! And you see a illusion of Einstein appear, just going... Hey! Doesn't speak, he just goes... Hey, double thumbs up.
That's brilliant, Professor. Well done.
Kind of looks to Azu and sort of gives a wink. Yeah, it's too easy. I've always been able to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Just thought I'd show everyone the things that I've always been able to do, you know?
I'm
it's
not
totally
back.
Normal.
I nod I'd say that, yes, I'm so proud.
I turn to look at everyone else. Where does everyone want to go? Maybe Cairo, maybe... I mean, Emeka probably wants to go home. Emeka, you probably want to just go home, or...
Emeka just kind of sits there for a bit, looks to Azu. If I do, there's not going to be anywhere to go... Two, eventually. Is there?
Doesn't sound like it.
Hmm.
Do you want to come with me?
Hmm. Gives a sort of nod. So, I reckon we should probably, you know, regroup. I can drop a line to Curie. Curie's still okay. Curie's bouncing around. She's the lady with the plan at the moment.
She might be able to help us figure out what went wrong in coming back.
So I'm guessing, by the way, I didn't want to draw attention. The whole Grizzop Sasha thing, did they...
We were all standing in a circle. Everyone closed their eyes. When we came back here, three people were missing.
And Eldarion?
Eldarion and Sasha and Grizzop were all...
All
did
three...
Did we feel... Where was Eldarion in the circle? Because...
So Eldarion was... Oh, let me think. Next
she
to...
was me and Azu.
Azu and
so
Grizzop.
Azu may
and then...
have felt that happen. So you might know that she stepped out of the circle before the teleport. Whereas Hamid has no idea. Hamid
absolutely not.
Considers them three to have been entirely equivalent.
I mean, that's...
So do I know that she went?
Now that you think about it, yeah. Like, it wouldn't have come up before now. That wasn't a thing that you were particularly
focusing
on. A lot of info very quickly. But yeah,
I think she may have left.
What do you mean?
What, you ran away?
No,
she...
doesn't
sound like her. She's kind of hardcore sometimes, you know?
I mean, she let go of me deliberately, I think.
Where, what? Where, when?
Before we... went. I couldn't stop her.
But I mean,
yeah, Grizzop slipped as well.
All three of them would have been really useful right now.
Eldarion left.
Grizzop, what do you mean left? What happened?
She stepped away, and then Grizzop was there.
Before
and then,
it started.
You know how it was. We began to fall, and then she left, and then I was holding Grizzop, and then Grizzop wasn't there. And I couldn't catch him.
I hug Azu.
Azu hugs back.
Hugs one of her thighs.
I'm going to jump back. Really, really, really far back. Like, basically as far back as I can go before the campaign starts to fall apart. To Grizzop and Sasha. I am just jumping in pretty much where I left you at this stage.
I mean, right, okay, so, like, do you think, like, that it probably... Maybe it drops us at the time when they're just about to, like, start the ritual?
Well, they didn't seem very ready for a ritual. Ready for something else.
Well, all right, then,
I think we might just be thrown back in time.
Well... Like,
this, kind of looking around, the city doesn't seem like much on a war footing. Like, by the end, the meritocrats were at war with Rome. I think this is before they, you know, maybe...
You got any, like, magic that can help with languages? Is your god still here?
I feel. Fundamentally.
Artemis won't like that, Alex.
Grizzop feels himself.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Not making the noise.
I mean,
I
you
send
don't
out my spirit.
You don't feel fundamentally different from normal. You aren't glowing.
Lay on hands.
Works. Do your heal.
Yeah, we do actually need that.
I get 10 back and I'm not fatigued. Yay!
No, she's still here.
Like same plane, same. Well, I think we'll just be thrown back in time, but like location and geography stays the same. Time stays different.
Like, well, is there anyone here that'd be like on our side? So,
no.
Like, the church? No, like you don't. Is there no like church that would like recognise?
It's a risk. I don't know if the cults were particularly. They were allowed to exist. They weren't friends with the meritocrats.
Right.
They just weren't as bad as Hades. We could find Artemis.
Yeah, and like I can like keep us supplied. You'll just have to be like my weird child.
That's fine.
Yeah.
it's okay. I think this is important as well because I don't know what's going to happen, but you should know Eldarion sacrificed herself to get us out of there. So she's gone, not us, gone. She's gone, as far as I know. But she, like, actually, she started the spell and stepped out to give us a chance. And I'm pretty sure she did it for you. So I think she did care, even if she had a really bad way of showing it. That's, anyway.
Sasha does not process this. And it's
why would you say this?
Staring.
He's very honest.
At a wall.
Oh, I love Helen's reaction, which is just like, so what you're saying is that you put someone in an atrocious situation. Also, here's emotional baggage to deal with at the same time.
But also, we literally and legitimately outwitted a god. That rumbling was the hand of Hades. Literally. I saw it, and we got away. So whatever happens, we beat a god. And we have that. That happened.
Yeah.
So
we had like 12 mates back then, though.
I said we. We all beat a god. Literally, actually a god. So I don't care what happens now. No one can take that away from us. So that's ours to keep. Should we go find the cult of Artemis? Because also the thing is, I have no idea how to get back. And I have no idea how to time travel. And I don't know who could help us. So we also might be stuck here for, you know, forever.
Such a staring at a wall.
But we're not dead, and we really could be, so, hey.
Yeah, it's all right, and, like, these people seem well easy to rob.
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't work out, we could just, I'll kill every single one of them.
Right, yeah.
Wow, Ben, that smile.
Yeah.
Grizzle.
Sasha and Grizzle show, everybody.
Sasha needs to be the voice of reason.
Paladins are not reasonable.
That is almost the worst bit of emotional baggage. Mm. No. there's a lot of stuff. Feels like I asked Eldarion what was going on. Like I even said, like before we go, I asked her why she didn't want me to do my job. Like, makes no sense. She was never nice to me. Like, and she never gave me the things I needed, like any kind of support or freedom or like anything other than just insults. So I don't know if she was sacrificing herself for me or for some goal she had, right? Like maybe she had a plan. And that plan is now, I don't know. But like, I don't know if they'll, do you think they'll cope without us?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, but I mean, they're like the average of their sizes, and like it's about us, right? Like, and there's lots of up sort of people out there. So, yeah, I will go nick us some sandwiches, and while I'm gone, you think about where there might be a cult for us to find.
Okay.
Heads off into cool. The.
In which case, then, could you give me a knowledge local, Sasha? As much as you're saying to tell Grizzlop where to find it.
19.
You'll be able to at least get him to the temple district that you reckon you saw on the way earlier.
Okay.
Because, again, the layout, it's subtly different. Like, it's not identical, but it's very difficult to say whether it's because you're earlier, whether there's just been, like, a...
Oh, I thought it might be that he's like, we need to get to France or, like, wherever there was some... Or we need to get to Greece, religions are stronger.
Like, you will know this without noise checks. There are temples for Artemis in Rome. For what it's worth, the way that you always learnt it as well, without a knowledge religion check, the issue wasn't that every single person in Rome was absolutely evil. It's just that Rome had a real knack for taking all of the worst people rising to the top.
Oh, yeah, also, I just don't know who's responsible, so...
Yeah, of course. No one does. So...
Kill them all.
That's what I mean. That's
the only way to be sure.
So, I'm going to jump back to the... present? It's all gone strange. So, jumping back, Einstein's there. Okay, so, Chiral's in? I can at least put us in touch with people who can, you know, get involved and so on.
Okay, Vizek, where do you want to go?
Picks up the sword.
Are you from Amsterdam as well?
Let's go to Cairo.
Okay.
Give me a sense motive, Azu.
Yes. Oh, a 17.
Vizek smells of righteous anger.
Oh, I know what that smells like. Oh, speaking of, Ed, what about you?
Oh, well, I hadn't really... What's Apollo up to these days? You mean like the cult, or...?
No, Apollo.
I don't know! Ed... I kind of missed you, you know.
Ed, we'll get you back to the Temple of Apollo in Cairo. It's not a very big one, but there's one there.
No, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yeah, I'll be... Oh, I'm so late. I'm so late. I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Oh, he's so adorable.
I think people have bigger things to worry about.
Do you reckon if I, like, solved all of the problems, they'd let me off?
Yes.
Oh, wicked, definitely. Let's do that. We should do that.
Ishak, we'll get back to the rest of the family and figure out...
Yes, that's priority number
one, Ishak, just
kind of
hold your hand. By the way, seems to be handling it really well. Like, not crying and wah, just a sort of like, yeah, okay.
We've created a twin paradox, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Twins who are different ages.
Fred gets it! Fred gets it! I was so happy! So,
oh, no.
Then we'll figure out what to do next. I'd like to talk to Professor Curie about the planar shift. I want to know if there's anything we can do for...
Oh, yeah, Curie will know. Curie's well good at that kind of thing. I mean, to be honest, I'm surprised Eldarion was trying to do it. Like, she never really seems a planar travel type, you know? I think she might have pushed herself a little bit.
Doing it to help... Wait, she... let go just as it was starting.
I think what happened was...
She said she could only transport...
She sent us and not herself.
I mean, that sort of sounds like her. She was very... dramatic. I mean, that's a word, you know? Very dramatic.
Wish I had a chance to thank her. She saved the rest of us.
Hmm.
So,
Oh, before I forget.
Not everyone.
My son goes over to his supplies. Rummage. Okay, one of these for everyone. He holds out what appears to be like a satchel.
What's
yeah, I'll grab it. Yeah. Look through it. What's inside?
You got a pen and paper?
Okay, all right.
So in there is what Einstein clearly thinks is the ultimate survival pack for all of you heading into a brave new world.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Two potions of cure serious wounds each. Okay. And he has a satchel for you guys and all of the hostages, FYI.
God bless him.
He's great.
Two potions of endure elements, a full set of basically desert weather gear in case you had to leave Rome on foot or something.
In all the right sizes.
A good guesstimate. A circle of rope for everyone. Like I said, these are big packs.
Gosh, I've got so much rope.
And then last but not least, a mobile stone for each person.
Yay!
As you're sort of looking through it, Einstein's...
Who had the mobile stone last? The other one. Do we still have one?
No, because we took it. You had it.
I think you had it.
You had it last.
Yeah, I thought that was the case. If it was wrong, I was going to be, think quick.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
Who knows?
That's the most boring answer. Yeah. How fun would it be if it did?
Is there maybe some food and water in these packs?
There are 10 days of rations. And there is a water skin. I realise that technically Pathfinder is like, you know, 10 days of rations, but water, but you know what I mean. As you're running through this this thing and having a look, Einstein's like literally looking over your shoulders, clearly pleased as punch with himself. And he's like, and that's a mobile stone? They're
this
really
is
hard
amazing,
to make.
Professor. Well done.
I technically invented them, you know, but then I kind of got the process down. So just, you know,
FYI. They rock.
Yeah, they... You see? Everyone's so down at the moment. You don't need to be. Everything's terrible, but you could still make a joke.
I mean, Hamid looks distraught and confused, but he's trying.
Oh, God, yeah. You all look awful. And you're all still covered in the filth from another dimension, I'll just say.
I think so.
Dust?
No, I'm pretty sure Hamid looks fine.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, did you cast Prestidigitation since you came back?
There was a long pause.
Oh, mate, okay. God, I've got so many... No, you're fine. Cool. In which case, then, Einstein's right. Okay, so I'm going to have to shuttle...
Cairo, then Curie.
That sounds like a plan. I'm going to have to shuttle you guys. Don't worry. This place is safe as I can get it. I mean, there is nothing coming in here, okay?
All right.
Okay.
You've done really well, Professor. Thank you so much.
I know, right?
These are
how good
great.
Am I? That was amazing. Like, oh, you can't be a leader of the resistance. You can't even resist your way out of a wet paper bag. Totally can. Totally nailing it.
Professor, you've done amazingly.
That's what I thought. Damn straight. Okay. Einstein's like, cool. Holding hands in a non-dramatic way.
Well, you said shuttle.
Basically, he's just holding his hands out for whoever. He can do it in two trips.
Okay.
So, I will jump to the distant past. Past. You managed to make it to the Temple District really easily. Disguise? It's totally working, by the way. The cloak's a little bit out of style.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's quite warm. It's a summer's eve, apparently. And, yeah, like, it seems to be okay.
Just, like, pretend to be coughing or something. Then they'll see why you're covered in stuff.
All right.
And why you sound weird. Yeah. Right.
Grisops also attract just a little bit more negative attention.
Well, I mean, Sasha wouldn't get this right. And also, of course, she is in studded leather goth gear.
Oh, yeah. So what Sasha gets is stares, but not get them now.
Right, yeah.
So you're at the Temple District. Things that are slightly weird to Grisops' eye. Yes, it's sort of organically laid out in a way that we described before, but there's also... The temples tend to try and put a little bit of distance between themselves... Really, really not. Like they're not squeezed up. But my point is they seem to be like shoulder to shoulder in a way that you're used to a lot more kind of division. Maybe a little bit of discord doesn't seem to be there really. You can easily recognise the Artemisian one. Admittedly, it's still in the Roman style, so it's more stone than timber and wood. But you can tell because all of the others don't have arrow slits.
Cool. Go in there then.
Yeah. So you head up. There is a guy basically hammering what appears to be a poster of some kind on the wall. Straight off the bat, I'm not even going to explain it. You know that the Artemisian lot tend to go in for like wanted posters and bounties and things like that as a thing.
Oh no.
So there's a poster getting put up. Give me any of you have knowledge history?
I don't have any knowledge
history. No, I do not.
Then it's got some random geezer on it.
Yep,
Roman geezer probably, but not you. Definitely not you. I mean, they're quick, but they're not that quick.
What's the name? It's a Latin alphabet. It's fine.
We can read it.
Can read the name.
That's a really good point. You're not sure how to pronounce it. It's either Cicero, 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 Cicero.
Right,
I mean, Latin, it's all weird.
It's Cicero.
For a start, like, all of the words keep changing based on how they're used in the sentence. It's nonsense. What are you going to do with that?
Ridiculous.
But yeah.
I mean, tense is still a thing in modern languages.
Yeah. Yeah. What? So anyway, you am at Artemis.
I am at Artemis.
Okay. But yeah, there's a guy, turns around, sees Sasha.
Waves.
Starts gabbling at you in Latin.
So she speaks sign language. He doesn't, but she is skilled at gesturing,
mm-hmm.
right? And no, like, if you learn sign language, you get really good at getting abstract concepts across.
I just feel like I'm going to be doing the first charades role of the campaign.
Yeah, yeah. No, and it also wouldn't be the first. We did it before. And so she just tries to mime help, and mm-hmm. I've got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like...
Give me a...
I mean, if it's a diplomacy,
I feel like it.
Linguistics?
I feel like it'd either be linguistics or perform. I'm going to go with ling.
Yeah, it's perform.
Oh, okay. 11?
11. 11. He sort of. You know what? Listen. Good news. Doesn't think you're trying to attack him. So, yeah, you start doing it. He's kind of like. Eh? At first. Eventually, you just resort to, you know, hands together. Mm. Let us inside, please.
Yeah.
At which point he's like. Ah! Kind of gestures to Grizzop. And kind of gestures like rocking a kid to sleep style.
She kind of does kind of sort of gesture.
Again, the guy kind of taps his nose, kind of comes to invite you in. At which point, there is the sound of a distant explosion and huge amounts of screaming.
Oh.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And I'll end the episode there.
Oh, Alex, you're the worst.
What the? Wait, no, this is the end of the recording session for us.
Yeah. Ending there seems sensible. Everything's fine.
You remain the absolute worst.
The party is at best split a little bit.
We hate you. The audience hates you. Literally everyone in any way involved in this podcast or adjacent to it hates you.
People who haven't even heard of the podcast yet.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. Alex again. So this episode actually concludes season 3 of Rusty Quill Gaming. Thanks for sticking with us through the... happy pulpy season. We hope you enjoyed it and are looking forward to what comes next. Season 4 will be starting in a few weeks, but don't worry, we've got a few special episodes coming out between now and then, so you'll still get your weekly gaming fix. So thanks again from me and the rest of the Rusty Quill gang for following along in our adventures, and we'll be with you all again next week.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill, or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh my gosh, are you
going to
narrate all the Roman senators? Cicero going to turn
also,
up?
Also, just
guess
sorry.
Who stabbed Caesar?
Oh my god!
Guess who stabbed Caesar?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network.
Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, spelled woe period begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.